This is the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Today we hear ominous words from Jesus as he confronts the sinful Jewish leadership who are seeking to kill him and reveals that they are sons of the devil. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build the virtue of hope so we can always pray for the salvation of non-Catholic Christians. We'll also consider the need for every Catholic man to seek the gift of knowledge from the Holy Spirit so his free will is always guided by the Spirit. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include a complete transcript and all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find the notes posted nearby or at everycatholicman.com. At everycatholicman.com, you can also find a daily devotion, just like this one, for every day of the year. To find it, go to everycatholicman.com and look at the top menu for today's devotion. Here is today's Gospel reading. The Gospel reading from the RSV Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 31 through 42. Jesus then said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been in bondage to anyone. How is it that you can say, 'You will be made free'?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not continue in the house forever. The son continues forever. So, if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed. I know you are descendants of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak of what I have seen from my father, and you do what you heard from your father." They answered him, "Abraham is our father." Jesus said to them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would do what Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth, which I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did. You do the works of your father." They said to him, "We were not born in fornication. We have one father, even God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your father, you would love me, for I proceeded and came forth from God. I came not of my own accord, but he sent me." Of note, this is where today's gospel reading from the liturgy ends, but we'll continue with the following verses, verses 43 through 50, to better understand what Jesus is saying in today's gospel reading. Jesus said to them, "Why do you not understand what I say? It is because you cannot bear to hear my word. You are of your father, the devil, and your will is to do your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he has nothing to do with the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks according to his own nature, for he is a liar and the father of lies. Because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Which of you convicts me of sin? If I tell you the truth, why do you not believe me? He who is of God hears the words of God. The reason why you do not hear them is that you are not of God." The Jews answered him, "Are we not right in saying that you are a Samaritan and have a demon?" Jesus answered, "I have not a demon, but I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Yet I do not seek my own glory. There is one who seeks it, and he will be the judge." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, in this gospel reading, Jesus is very blunt and to the point about how he views those who reject him and side with the devil. Let's look a little closer. After the Jewish leadership in Jerusalem attempt but fail to arrest him for blasphemy during the Feast of the Tabernacles, Jesus engages in a lengthy debate with them, reconfirming his divinity and warning those who fail to believe in him of their coming condemnation. Jesus promises that disciples who remain in his word will know the truth and be free, a reference to the peace and joy and happiness Catholics will experience both in this life and the life to come when they follow Jesus and his Holy Catholic Church. After Jesus reveals that men must believe in his word to be free, confused and taking offense, some of the Jews object that their father, or their ancestor, is Abraham, and that they have never been enslaved. This is comically false, for the Jews were enslaved by Egypt, then the Assyrians, then the Babylonians, the Greeks, and now they're brutally ruled by the Romans. Rather than correcting their error about political enslavement, Jesus reveals that as the Son of the Father, he has the authority and power to free them from their spiritual enslavement to sin. When the Jews continue to claim that they descend from Abraham and even God the Father, Jesus harshly rebukes them. Rather than true spiritual children of Abraham who would welcome the Son of God, or spiritual children of God the Father, Jesus confirms that their plots to kill him reveal they are not of God. In the verses that are omitted from today's liturgy, and in fact from the liturgy of the entire year, in verses 43 through 50, Jesus harshly condemns the non-believing Jews, revealing that their real father is the devil, a murderer and a liar from the beginning. These evil men's patrimony is of Satan and not God. Well, in these frightening verses, a man can grow in awe of Jesus Christ. Be awed by Jesus' frightening statements about Satan and his warnings of the condemnation of those who oppose God. With divine knowledge as the Son of the Father, Jesus confirms the reality of Satan, who he calls here the devil, and Jesus refers to Satan as being a murderer and a liar. Jesus harshly warns those who reject him with a grave insult that they are the sons of the devil who do the devil's evil work. Jesus reveals that God will harshly judge those who oppose Jesus. Well, with these frightening warnings, let's also look at how a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Hope and pray for the salvation of non-Catholic Christians. Realize, while millions of non-Catholic Christians genuinely love Jesus Christ and vigilantly seek to do his will, they are separated from Jesus in important ways because they do not hold to the fullness of truth found only in his Holy Catholic Church. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 870. Tragically, these non-Catholic Christians lack access to the life-saving and essential blessings of the sacrament of penance and the sacrament of the Eucharist, which Jesus himself has declared is absolutely essential for man's salvation. See the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 21 through 23, and chapter 6, verses 53. Believe. Reflect upon Jesus' infallible truth, a truth that only fully resides in the magisterium of the Holy Catholic Church. See the Catechism, paragraph 84 through 100. Pray. Almighty Father, help me build the virtue of hope, so I always trust and am comforted that you can and will redeem the many millions who love you, but who are not yet in full communion with your Holy Catholic Church. Lord, help me to always pray and always have hope that those in my family who have fallen away from your Catholic Church or who have not yet been received in your Catholic Church will be saved by you. Amen. Well, here's a second way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Pray for your free will to be guided by the Spirit. Realize, like the Jews who freely chose to reject Jesus and were slaves to sin, many men today freely choose to reject Jesus and become enslaved to all kinds of evil and vile sins. Jesus warns us that those who die in mortal sin will be damned. Believe. Reflect upon the reality of man's freedom. See the Catechism, paragraphs 1730 through 1748. Pray. Holy Spirit, give me the gift of knowledge, so I instantly know when I am being tempted, and am immediately guided to reject sin, and so I always quickly repent when I have freely and foolishly chosen to sin, and seek forgiveness in the Blessed Sacrament of Penance. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Never forget that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness. And here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness Jesus wants you to have. First, grow in the virtue of hope so you can always hope and pray for the salvation of non-Catholic Christians. And second, seek the gift of knowledge from the Holy Spirit so that your free will is always guided by the Spirit. Thanks for listening to the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen. It's an easy way to help lead your family and friends to Jesus Christ and His Holy Catholic Church. Learn more about how to grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father by going to everycatholicman.com. Until next time, always give God thanks. He's called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.